there. What's your pet name for your partner? We all know the classics. There's babe, hun, maybe even hot stuff. What do you think about hot rodent man? Yep. It's a real thing. And what the heck does it mean? Let's find out from Karina Chapman, a dating and relationship coach. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim.
Okay, hot rodent man. There's nothing hot sounding about that at all.
I definitely agree with you. But it's this new term that's sort of buzzing around the internet at the moment. And it's labelling certain types of male stars as hot rodent men. But not for their protruding teeth or hairiness, anything like that. It's thank goodness.
So you don't want that. You don't want an affectionate term for your partner that is about their appearance, right?
Well, not if you think that way. However, this new term is more about guys that are, say, unconventionally handsome with, say, more angular facial streak features. They're more pale and lankier, perhaps, than the typical heartthrob in Hollywood. And they're sort of a bit more on the slender side.
So there's a new type.
There is. They're a bit more intriguing, a bit of mystery, instead of, say, your general hot Hollywood heartthrob that we're normally used to seeing.
All right. You've got your Hollywood heartthrob. You've got your tradie. You've got your sports person. I mean, this is terrible going down gender lines, but we can have this conversation. I'm sure people understand nostalgia.
Exactly.
But your hot rodent man, I'm still getting the look of a rat.
Yes, I agree. And in fact, I think in a couple of articles that are out, they're comparing one of the guys that were just in Challengers in 2024 movie to Stuart Little. And I've seen photos of them next to each other. So, and it actually kind of does look a bit like Stuart Little. So I'm like, okay, well, I can kind of see where it's coming from, but I'm not sure I'd take that as a compliment.
No, I mean, Stuart Little is cute, but do you really want to be physically compared to a mouse?
I really don't think so. But obviously they have no choice. This is going wild on the internet and it's a new type of guy that maybe is get their moment in the sun of being the one that girls are going for.
Now, it's just rodents. We're not, you know, hot golden retriever or anything like that.
Well, the golden retriever boyfriends is a little bit different.
Oh.
He's more the guy that's more does everything that you want and is, you know, over-attentive to your needs, that sort of thing. And he's often paired with the black cat girlfriend.
Oh, what is the black cat girlfriend?
So the black cat girlfriend is the girl who is a bit indifferent to the golden retriever boyfriend, has a bit of mystery, acts more like a cat than a dog. And, of course, the dog wants the attention and the cat's like, oh, whenever, you know, doesn't really matter, that kind of dynamic.
So this is the latest trend. It doesn't have to be a rat or a golden retriever. There could be other animals with similar qualities to your partner.
Exactly. I think there was a tweet in 2023, actually, that was talking about comparing men to different animals. So I think they said something like they were either eagle handsome or bear handsome or dog handsome or reptilian handsome. And they had different photos of celebrities that they were matching it with. So I think that's where the term started and it's just been taken forward from there.
Oh, we can have some fun with this morning, surely. What about the guy that stays up all night and likes to read? We could call that person our man. Come here, our man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm talking off the top of my head here. So this is nothing about channeling, you know, the spirit animal inside us.
No, it's completely about appearance and they're looking at paler guys. Now, I haven't seen any darker guys in the whole scheme of things when they're talking about these particular hot rodent men. But they're pasty, they've got messy hair, they've got a bit more angular jaws, so look out for them. They might start becoming more attractive to you.
Now, come on, was this not a phase during Twilight? This is Robert Pattinson you're describing.
I agree, absolutely. And he certainly had the power look down pat, but, you know, the angular jaw. Maybe his hair wasn't messy enough. You know, it's morphed into a messier hair, perhaps bigger ears as well. So we could add that to the list.
Look, I don't. I'll ask you the question. You certainly don't have to answer. Do you have a pet name for your partner?
No, I don't. I don't, because he really wouldn't like me to be saying what it might be. So, no, definitely not.
Okay, starts with. No. Ours is pretty simple. We're just sweetie pie. Or is that really annoying? Hey, sweetie pie.
I think it depends on how many times you're using it in, a half an hour block. If it's over 10, then that's possibly too much. But just as a term of endearing, no, endearment, that's fine.
I think we overuse it because my niece takes us off now and she says, "Hey, sweetie, look over there. What do you think, sweetie?" So obviously we're saying it too often, right?
Maybe in her eyes, but not in yours, and that's what matters.
Yeah, let's put it out to everybody. What is your pet name for your partner, and what do you think of Hot Rodent Man? In fact, if your partner was to be an animal, what animal would it be? 0467 922 917. Well, we'll get somewhere with that, I'm sure, Karina. Thank you.
You're welcome.